Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Monday morning, start of another week. And of course, look, there's a lot going on, man. I mean, that was an entertaining Phillies Yankees series for sure. No, a bummer to see the Phillies lose yesterday. But for the most part, a quality series by the Phillies. And that leads us into the trade deadline now, just 3 days away. Eagles training camp leads us into the regular season. That's part of why training camp's so important. We're here today. We love being at the NovaCare Complex, where we will be with our show both today and tomorrow. Cooper DeJean will be with us later on today, 7:40, to hear from the Eagles star second-year defensive back. Look, an awful lot to do, and we'll do with you on the phone lines, including your chance to win Phillies tickets for a game coming up soon. 215-592-9494. Hop aboard the phone lines. Hit us up, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, that is Johnny.
What? Hello, it's Johnny.
I know.
Hey.
We actually had more energy than normal, so it's a problem.
Hey, the Statue of Liberty was shipped to the United States in 214 crates.
Yeah, it's like IKEA.
214 crates.
Got to put it together.
350 pieces.
Yeah. Was it Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime. It was a Prime day. By the way, how about IKEA? Seltzer, are you thumbs up or thumbs down on the do-it-yourself with IKEA?
Oh, I'm thumbs up on Emily doing it with IKEA.
So you do save the box, but man, John, have you ever battled with an IKEA furniture, man? It can send a human into rage, but it also can save you $250. I mean, it's a conundrum.
I learned a lesson. I might have done that once. I learned IKEA is not for me, because I really am that bad at assembling and doing the hands-on stuff.
Sure, sure. Well, it's Dave Dombrowski's job to assemble this roster for August 1st and September 1st and October 1st. And obviously, as the Phillies come down the stretch of this portion of the season into the trade deadline, there's a lot rattling through all of our minds. Look, I'll ask everyone today at 215-592-9494. Really two different questions, but they tie in. Single biggest thing that stood out to you from the Phillies-Yankees series, which I do think was very entertaining in many ways. Bummer to not see a sweep, but the Phillies did a lot really good. They hit a lot. They hit a lot. And some notable Phillies hit, including Schwarber and Trey Turner and, you know, and others. So biggest thing that stood out to you this weekend with the Phillies, but also, you know, getting near final call for the trade deadline and what you think. I will tell you this. My main thing that stood out to me from the weekend, I may be the only person in Philadelphia that will say this, but I can honestly say it was the main thing that stood out to me. And I think you guys will probably push back on me on this one, but I'm willing to put my head into the lion's mouth, because it's how I feel. The biggest thing that stood out to me with the weekend with the Phillies is seeing how hard it is to win. And here's what I mean by that. The Phillies played well. They did good things. I mean, they weren't perfect. They had their defensive miscues at times. They spit up a game yesterday they could have won. They didn't get the sweep. But they did a lot more good than bad versus the Yankees. I mean, I was proud of that. They're in Yankee Stadium. They're on the big stage. Schwarber's doing amazing things on Friday night. And they won 2 of 3, and that's great. But here's what I mean by how hard it is to win. The Mets won 3 of 3.
7 in a row.
Yeah. And what hit me the most as we approached the trade deadline, coming from that weekend of the Phillies and Yankees, of which I was generally very proud of the Phils, is I just really hope the Phillies, and man, this is going to go counter to a lot of people, but I hope they're really careful at the trade deadline to not give up the quality prospects that you can control for 7 years for a rental for 2 months or even a month, a year and 2 months. Like, let me put it this way. None of us can know whether it will work out. We just don't know if they're going to win the World Series or not. Here's what we all should know. The Phillies probably will not win the World Series this year. Now, I'm not saying that to dampen your mood. Guys, I'm excited for October. I'm excited for the stretch run. I want to see the Phillies, to use a U.S. Army term, be all they can be. Right? I mean, that's the idea of go get other players that can help these guys. Go try to win a title. I get it. Guys, I'm with you 1,000,000% on wanting it.
It doesn't sound like you are.
What I'm saying is it's hard.
Uh-huh.
It's really, really hard, and it would be a travesty to lose Andrew Painter when you probably won't win the World Series anyway. So
because it's really hard and there are all these other teams out there who are trying to win the World Series, we shouldn't try as hard to win the World Series?
No, well,
that doesn't make any sense
I don't want to see Andrew Painter traded. Mick Abel, some of these other guys, fine.
All right.
Like, whatever.
But I think they probably feel the same way. I mean, they're going to be smart about this.
I don't know how they feel, John. They've been pretty close-lipped. I know this. The Towns,
he's been so conservative these last few trade deadlines, it makes me fear that they will be overly conservative this trade deadline.
Even though that
span of time, that opening where we have a chance to go strike while the iron's hot, while these players really are at the top of their game, that window's not that huge. And yes, it is really hard, but you've got to go all in because it is really hard to go win this whole thing.
So, John, I'm guessing more people are going to agree with you than me. I'll hear from all of you. You know, everyone wants to call 215-592-9494. I guess I'm just waving a cautionary flag. That's where I'm at.
I don't want to lose Painter either.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes the here and now is going to matter more than 5 years down the road. And I really...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I am tired of the 5 years down the road thing. This team showed that life this weekend. Holy cow, Joe, 12-5 against the Yankees. I'm sitting there saying, this is the year. And then, you know, you lose the final game, but it's 3-4, and that was Zach Wheeler. And Zach Wheeler doesn't look like Zach Wheeler as much as he did last three starts.
He also had some bad defense behind him. I mean, they had some good defense, but they had some bad defense.
He doesn't
defense.
Look good since the
It's
All-Star.
Been several and, starts like, now that shaky. Wheeler's been shaky.
Hasn't been. John, biggest thing to sit out to you this weekend is what?
That they are back as promised by Bryce, that this team does have what it takes to do what you're saying, to win the whole shebang.
Well, they do. They can. But it's
hard. Was so encouraged. I was so excited to see the offense show up. But we're all saying, hey, which should we get a reliever? Is it more important to get a batter or a reliever? Holy cow. When you rack up the runs that we did this past weekend, it does feel like it's no sure thing that we need to go get another bat, especially with Lizardo, we're assuming that he's going to be heading to the bullpen for postseason purposes. It does change the outlook for some people, I'm sure. The offense showing up with aplomb the way that they did against the Yankees.
Well, they did in a lot of ways. By the way, congrats to Schwarber, not only for a huge weekend with homers and doubles and all that, but the 1,000th hit. Seltzer, biggest thing.
And Trey Turner, by the way, was on fire again. Bryce didn't do much in this series. So how about when Bryce shows up and explodes, as he's shown that he can and will?
Well, look, there's a lot to it. The Phillies do put some relievers out there. You're like, who the heck is this guy? And then who's the heck is this guy? And then who the heck is this guy? Yeah. I think that might have been Saturday's game. There's like three or four. They're like, who's this?
Sunday, it's a one-run game. They're like, Jordan Romano is warming on the bullpen. I'm like, oh, God, right. No.
Seltzer, biggest thing. And again, this goes for everyone, 215-592-9494. Whether it's just the weekend or the tie-in of the trade deadline or the tie-in of October, Seltzer, biggest thing that hit you?
Yeah, what hit me is just it crystallized what I think we already know, but it's so clearly obvious this year that this team just has two major massive needs. There are other things you can quibble about and second base and this and that, but they need a bat and they need a relief pitcher. And I am willing to go all in on this team. Look, if I can avoid trading Painter or Miller, I will. I would like to go just below that. But I'm willing to move Crawford, Abel, other prospects, whatever. Like, I think this team's good enough. And I think that if they can add a real bat, a power bat preferably, but a bat.
With 36 home runs right now?
I want Eugenio Suarez. I'm right there with you, Richie. I don't care that he's a rental. Joe, I get the I want guys past this year. I'm willing to pay for rentals. Like, this team is right there. They are good enough to win the World Series. They are a bat and a reliever away. I'm willing to go all in on this group.
Well, they also could be a bat and a reliever away from being out of the playoffs in 2 days.
Because as
that's baseball.
And I trust my development, drafting and development team to restock and replenish. And I still have enough high-end prospects where if I can do it by trading the Crawfords and Abels and a bunch of other guys, I could still have some top-end talent left too.
I do wish the Phillies were in first place. They're a game and a half behind the Mets. 2 months, obviously, to go. 2 months in like a week. Rhea, biggest thing that stood out to you this weekend?
I co-sign on everything James just said. You can't – this – I know you think the window isn't closing. It is closing. It's an older roster. So you can't – what you've gotten from guys in this lineup, the center field – has been. You asked me at the beginning of the season,
Rojas,
what will keep the Phillies from winning World Series? Center field. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's never been fixed. So, like, you know, I know James Suarez is great. I would lean more towards getting help in center field and the bullpen. But to me, you just the prospects are the prospects. Yeah. Do I want to get lose Painter? No. But if you have to, you have to win with this team. You just do. Because it's not going to continue forever.
Well, so one thing that I fear, I'll use that word, is that the Phillies will make a move that they shouldn't make because the fans are in a bad mood. I don't know. I mean,
I don't think they're going to make a move just because of what the fans are going to say.
They might.
Listen, he has to. He's come up very tiny the past 3 years at the trade deadline.
Yeah, he has.
So, I mean, he has to do that for himself, for his organization.
It'd be fascinating to see. Here's what's really fascinating. John Middleton, who is a fan at heart, he grew up here. He's an Eagles fan. He's a Flyers fan. He's a Sixers fan. He's a Phillies fan. He happens to own the team. Is he thinking like the WIP callers who, despite a pretty darn good season this year, have had a lot more negative things to say than positives? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I just know I'm fascinated to know how that will impact 3 days from now in the trade deadline.
It's very much like the Eagles, on the teams that John was on.
It is.
Early on, that they just couldn't bring, and people just got to the point where they're like, oh, come on.
The Lindros-LeClair Flyers 100%. Had a similar thing. We've had a couple groups through the years that, that have that, and this one does. Well, look, we'll see where you stand. I mean, there was a lot this weekend, and they did do a lot of really good stuff. JT had one of the great defensive catches and tags by a catcher, you'll see. Castellanos had one of the biggest butcheries in right field that you'll see.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.